This is Socks in 7.
Welcome back to Socks in 7. We're your hosts, Kevin Tebow, Mason Reed. Tags is working. Unfortunate on that school grind. You know how it is. Here to break down the Socks. 5-2. How are we feeling?
Reed, yeah, I mean, I feel great. Coming off, get the brooms out for the Oakland A's. Coming off a big series win. Boys were busy. Around Easter, coming off Easter, so we couldn't get the first series out, but we got both for you tonight here on Sock and Seven with me and Tebow. We're ready to break it down.
Of course. We got some good news. We have a new member of the team joining us as our executive producer. That'll be my brother, Chris Tebow. Absolute beast. Just an absolute menace in the editing world, so just look out for our content to take just the next leap.
SIBO.
Basically, speaking of SIBO and speaking of us, the lay of the days. SIBO's been on fire on them.
Yeah, scorching.
Me and Reed have just been,
yeah, not great. I got a little risky today with Devers. Could have just gone with one and it still would have paid fat and it would have hit. But yeah, we've been bad. But before you say anything else, league wide, I have been scorching, and I know FanDuel's pissed about it. The Pirates are free cheddar every night.
Every night.
We got them right now. I think they just went off. But I've been really hot league wide to start. So I'm glad for that. And the Red Sox money line is a great attributor to that. Hopefully we win big last night in that absolute sweat. But let's start with the Mariners series.
Yeah, absolutely. Game one, opening day. Cora gets his first opening day victory as the Sox. Sox win 6-4. It was a great game.
Yeah, we were live at Amherst. Bello wasn't his best, but the bats came alive. We put up some runs. We were pretty much leading the whole game. It was great. Yeah, I mean, Tyler, I kind of got a little distracted by the college basketball there for a minute in the later innings, but Sox, 2-run win on the road to open the day. What more can you say? Big W.
Yeah, I mean, they touched up Luis Castillo again. He can't pitch against the Red Sox, apparently. O'Neill got him for a bomb. Who else scored that game? Any other bombs that game? I don't think so.
O'Neill.
Oh, of course. O'Neill, and then Devers got him too.
Yeah.
That was sweet. Rafaela hit a triple that game. Basically the only thing he's done at the plate, but we'll talk about him later.
Yep.
On a game two,
Nicholas Pivetta, nut sack hanging, and we just cannot scrap a run across to get him off the hook. Just a really tough loss. We were live for that game too. Went by in an hour and a half, 2 hours, just up and down, up and down, up and down all day. George Kirby dealt against us. I bet on him today for the Mariners. He got absolutely shelled. So, I don't know. It clearly wasn't him doing anything special. We just weren't on that day.
Yeah, early in the year, what are you going to do? But it was great to see Nicholas back, 10 Ks, just absolutely dealing. Had one bad pitch. J.P. Crawford took him out deep. 1-0 ball game. I have to mention about this game, the umpiring in this Mariner series was some of the worst I've ever seen. Tristan Casas gets some of the worst calls in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, especially from Munoz in that ninth. It was the ninth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that pitch is just if the strike zone is my camera, it was down here. You can't even see that because it's so low. It was bad. That was a bad call. And then even the 3-2. That was on 3-1. Even the 3-2 was low too. But
yeah,
I mean, they can't help us out with a little leadoff runner on. That guy clearly had somewhere to be.
Absolutely. Game three. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we were ready to call the season after this one.
Yeah, I was ready just to hang it up. I mean, you grit out a 10-inning game. You get up 3-1.
Mm-hmm. And then the gloves just absolutely fall apart.
The gloves fall apart, and then Joely Rodriguez just sell job. Why we talked about this on our season outlook. Brendan Bernardino should be on the goddamn team. He's the best lefty, was your best reliever in the pen last year. and you put him in there for Joely Rodriguez, who sucked in spring training. Meanwhile, Brendan Bernardino didn't give up a single run during spring training. What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, that game, I was really, really upset after watching. I mean, Joely gets, like, Luke Rayleigh, I think it was, saws one off, cheap hit to start, and then someone, like, ripped one, and Willie or Abreu just absolutely botched one and right, runners move up. And then, obviously, J.P. Crawford was going to walk it off against Leighton. There was nothing that we could really do. That was just a really heartbreaking loss.
Yeah, it was Julio against Crawford, yeah. But just a brutal, heartbreaking loss, and that's when you thought that the season was just going to take a dumpster dive.
Yeah, I mean, we were 1-2 at that point, and yes, we've won 4 straight. So, like, I'm definitely very happy, but, like, at that point, I was very sad. Let's just put it that way. Like, we should have realistically been 3-0, at the minimum 2-1, and we were sitting there 1-2. It wasn't good. But then Easter comes around, and Manuel Valdez leaves the ballpark, and we chalk up a 5-1 win thanks to Garrett Whitlock on the bump dealing.
Whitlock dealt. I mean, what do you have, 8 Ks, something like that? Went 5 strong innings, looked comfortable. His new cutter looks really good. I hope he can last. We'll see. I mean, every year we try him out as a starter, he breaks down. Hopefully this year, Andrew Bailey cooked this week. I mean,
cooked.
Absolutely, yeah,
I
mean, cooked.
I think this is the part in the podcast where I'm just going to have to come out and say it. Like, in our preseason podcast, like, pretty much the exact opposite of everything that I said in it is, like, happening. I talked about in that was how, oh, like, we should have good lineup up and down. Like, we should hit the baseball around, play some high scoring games, and the pitching staff's going to suck. But it has been the exact polar opposite of that. Like, the bottom of our order is not hitting. Devers grounded into 3 double plays today, but, like, Nicholas Pivetta has a 0 ERA, and, like, through 2 starts, and Cutter dealt, and Whitlock dealt, and, like, we're just dealing.
Absolutely dealing. Yeah, I mean, we kind of glazed over that. Cutter, 1 run, get ball. Yep. Just absolutely masterclass from Cutter Crawford. Dog. Huge Cutter Crawford podcast. We already know that.
For sure.
But that brings us to game where we are already on game 4.
Yeah, so we split the Mariners series. Like, not the worst outcome, but, like, could have for sure been a lot better.
Definitely. And then we take a flight up to Oakland, or down to Oakland, and Tanner Houck, I mean, filthy.
Deals.
Filthy. 10 Ks, 6 innings, 3 hits, just absolute masterclass. Slider was going off the face of the planet. Couldn't touch him. Could not touch him. And then the Sox just tapped out 9 runs because
the bats just came alive that game. The bats came. That's the only game this season where our bats have been there. Like, it has been alive all game long.
Exactly. And, like, half of it was just the A's just throwing the ball around the ballpark. Exactly. I mean, it was some of the worst defense. They made 5 errors in the first 3 innings. Like, you're not going to win many baseball games like that.
No, you're not.
And, you know, I really hope the A's somehow get it together, because, like, I'm a big fan of their organization up until, like, what, 7 years ago?
Yeah, no, I was as well.
So, it's sad to see.
Our freshman year of college, when they had Matt Olson and Marcus Semien, they were a playoff team. They won a lot of ball games. They were a good club to gamble on and watch and everything. Yeah. And then, here we are 4 years later, and they're just an absolute laughingstock, and they break all-time low attendance records.
Yeah, there were 6,000 people at the ballpark today. 4.
Yeah, but then in the game too, last night, an absolute tweak fest from start to finish. Just, we were just sitting there just sweating out the whole game. Like, oh my God, Bello doesn't have his best stuff again. Gives up 2 bombs. Sox are battling all night. And this game was an absolute masterclass by Alex Cora.
Like, you will not see a better managed game in baseball for the rest of your life.
Like, this has to be the greatest managed baseball game in the history of baseball head manager. Like,
yeah,
just absolutely goated.
Like, I'm going to flash a picture of the scorecard on the screen right now.
Yeah, and you tell me what you think about it. you don't even need to know much about the game. You just look at this and be like, wow, like this guy was absolutely like managing his ball club.
Yeah, we learned of rules that we didn't even know were
I
a
had no
thing.
idea that was a rule.
Yeah, that if your pitcher is the last person who made the last out, technically, because they came in for one of your hitters to pitch because you gave up the DH, that you don't have to have your pitcher run and you can just have the guy who made the second to last out run for you.
Sure.
What? Cora
Sure.
knows, apparently.
Last guy on the bench, Reese McGuire, knew he was going to be coming up to lead off the 11th. Had to put him in there, even though he's the last guy on the bench. Like, we have literally no more players available. Maybe if, like, we would have probably had to play with eight. But instead, Reese McGuire, he puts the trust in him, slaps a single to lead off the 11th last night. We cross one. And this series, like, mostly today, like, because both of them battled, but like, Chris Martin and Kenley Jansen is a nasty, nasty setup and closer combo. They're nasty.
I mean, Chris Martin's nasty. I mean, Kenley's a tweak every time.
Every time,
And
but he's been getting out of it,
yeah,
so.
I mean, I'll give Kenley his props. Like, he definitely heard it from the media after not being there for the Joelly game in Seattle. But I mean, he pitched 26 pitches yesterday and then came in and had another long
Battled
inning
tonight,
tonight.
battled.
And you can tell he's dealing with something. Like, he's not himself out there.
Big K to finish it tonight.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, big, just a scrappy Alex Cora masterclass 5-4 win last night to improve to 4-2
Yeah,
in
I want to give
Providence.
some props to Trevor Story yesterday. I
Big
mean,
hits.
big hits, big knocks to tie the game. Matt Manning for the A's. Is that his name? The closer?
Mason Miller.
Mason Miller.
Really nasty.
Oh my gosh. Some of the most electric stuff I've seen out of the pen in years.
Yeah, he's pretty gross.
102 mile per hour fastball and then a 87 fall off the face of the planet slider.
Yeah, I mean,
Nasty.
I not to brag, but like I have been hip to him, especially since his name's Mason. You know, he's automatically tough.
Exactly. I mean, you said it right when you saw him warming up in the bullpen. You're like, we might be screwed.
Yeah, I said it right away. But like, thankfully, he didn't come out for the 11th because I don't know if we score that run.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
But
But yeah, I
yeah.
mean, just an absolute tweak fest of a win. Like, we scrapped it out. It doesn't matter. Like, if we won that game against the Yankees, obviously it would feel a little bit better because it's them. But like, as you said earlier, like, all the wins count the same. I don't care if it was the Oakland A's. That's a great fucking win. That's a great team win. Like, I clearly
Absolutely.
got the boys energized.
And then, not to mention, we don't score one in the top of the 10th. And then, A's are up. They bunt the guy over. Nasty bunt, by the way. And
Yeah,
Rafael
nasty.
Devers makes an unreal play, chucking it
Unreal.
over to first, get the out. Ended up being a huge out.
Huge.
Great buy out of that inning. And then, bottom of the 11th. Shane Langeliers laces a ball to center field. And who's there?
Said gold gloves today in Rafaela.
Absolute masterclass of a catch. Gets the ball in a hurry. Just absolute beast. What a freaking catch, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you, like, I was texted this earlier by another Zidane Raphael supporter, and it was just like, if you hit the ball in his general direction, I'm sorry, bro, but you're probably gonna be out.
Yeah, and it just capped off an unreal win, and Wink closes it out. Just great win last night. We'll move on to tonight. I mean, just a yucky, yucky, gritty win
Yeah,
to end off the sweep.
it's 7 o'clock here on the East Coast. The Sox played at 3:30. Watched the whole game start to finish. Nicholas Pivetta didn't have his greatest stuff today, but he battled. He absolutely battled out there, like left it all on the line. Well, you love to see from it. And then the bullpen came in. Joelly gave up a hit after recording two outs. Slayton's got him. Slayton's good for 1 1/3. Chris Martin does not surrender runs. Let me know when he surrenders a run. And then Kettley battles in the ninth,
Yeah,
and
and
we
not to
close it out.
mention, Chris Martin worked through two errors in that inning and just absolutely just dominated those hitters. They weren't getting anything on.
No solid contact made off of Chris Martin or Kettley.
And
And then, I mean, I would have liked to see the bats get going today against Ross Stripling pretty much everybody besides Jaren Duran couldn't really find anything at the dish. Jaren Duran went 4 for 4 and 3 for 3 last night. He's absolutely scorching. But
Raking.
like we grounded into like 9,000 double plays today in one game. Did you know it was possible to ground into 9,000 double plays in one game?
Nope. But apparently it is. I mean, I don't have it on me. Actually, I could probably pull it up. The number of runners left on base tonight was ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely a lot.
Let's see. I can't find it.
But yeah, I mean, the Red Sox are 5-2. We just swept the Oakland A's, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Oakland A's, but like,
yeah,
you're on
that's
the
a
West
sweep.
Coast to start the year, like getting a sweep, happy flight to LA. You get a couple more wins there. You come back to Fenway, let's say, what, 7-3? I mean, you're feeling good. Absolutely good. Like, I was terrified of going on the West Coast to start the year, man. Terrified.
Yeah, I mean, we're facing Griffin Canning on Friday, so, and Cutter's pitching. So, like, definitely bring out the hammers for Red Sox ML in that one. And then I don't know the other two pitching matchups, but yeah, I mean,
yeah,
looking forward to this weekend series in Anaheim.
Absolutely. One more thing on this Athletic series before we get to the series preview. Seidon Rafael in the second or the third game tonight.
Yep.
Another couple just unbelievable catches. Almost makes one of the most outrageous catches I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
Just got away from him.
He was going right up to the fence with it, like almost had it. He would have made three of the greatest catches like in one game I've ever seen. He only made two of them, but still, like he basically robbed that Brent Rooker home run.
Yeah, that was basically a homer.
Yeah, basically. And then like, yeah, I mean, he's just a gold glove outfielder already, like not too long into his career. Like you can already see it. He's definitely like all the gold glove voters definitely watched today and were like, wow, like we're gonna have to take this kid into serious consideration.
Yeah, exactly. While we're on defense and this series, I mean, he kind of sold my point that I was gonna make in that last play of the game. But and Manuel Valdez looks a lot better over there. Turned
sure.
A huge double play for Pivetta to get out of that jam when the bases were juiced. He looks a lot better. Obviously, he sailed one that almost screwed us in the end, but I mean, he looks a lot better. I mean, he couldn't catch a line drive right at him last year. So.
Yeah. He definitely looks smoother. He's making all the routine plays look easy. So you'll love to see that.
All right. We already did game one for you. Cutter Crawford versus Griffin Canning.
Yeah, I love that. The Angels are sneaky, like 4-2, and have kind of been raking. So there's a little cause for concern there. But
yeah, but
I mean,
got,
I'm still feeling good for a Red Sox series.
Cutter's
win.
Got a 0 ERA, 7 Ks. Griffin Canning's got a 9 ERA, 2 Ks. Obviously, it's one game, but.
Then who's Whitlock going against?
It'll be Whitlock versus. Let's see if ESPN's got it because it hasn't been announced. Reed Detmers. So, yeah,
okay.
that's Sox money line.
Yep.
Yeah, just Sox money line. Obviously, we're not great against lefties because we're a lefty heavy lineup, but I mean, Reed Detmers sucks.
Yeah, no, he's not great. I mean, he definitely has a little bit of stuff. He threw a no hitter, I believe, at
yeah.
one point, but I mean,
he did pitch pretty well in his first game.
Yeah,
so.
He's a bit inconsistent, so like we'll be looking to get to him.
Absolutely.
You know what the times are on the Friday and Saturday games?
Friday will be at 9:38, unfortunately. Saturday will also be at 9:38. That brings us to game three at 4:07
okay,
Eastern Standard Time. Our getaway day to get back to Boston. We got Tanner Houck versus Chase
Silseth.
Silseth, who got roughed up a little bit his first time out.
Yeah, he's
only went three innings.
Yeah, he's just like Detmers. He has a little bit of good stuff. Like he could put up like 8 strikeouts, but he's also very viable to get raked. So, I mean, let's just sweep this series and come home 8-2. That'd be awesome.
That would be sweet. I mean, just absolutely unbelievable baseball we're seeing being played. Need the bats to come alive.
Yep. This series is a good time for the bottom of the orders, especially like Rafaela, Valdez, Willier, if he's in there, Wong. Like those guys all got to step up and turn the lineup over because Duran is the hottest hitter on earth. And obviously Devers, we'll get going. So like we'll be fine there. But
yeah, I mean, at this point, carrying the offense is Duran, Reese McGuire, and then just Emmanuel Valdez hitting sack flies and homers. Like, other than that, there's not much going on. My final point, Jaron Duran, just keep causing havoc on the base paths, man. Just keep doing that, especially against terrible teams. Like, just create chaos. That's why you're on the team. Speed kills. You're getting in their heads. They're going to hang one to Rafi right after you, and he's going to leave. So just keep on doing that.
Yeah, he's looking to lead the league in stolen bases and average this year.
Yeah, he might. He might lead the league in double. He might. He could win MVP.
He could win MVP.
Like, I'm not even capping. He could win MVP.
Like, if he goes through, if he goes 4 for 4 every day, like, he's going to win MVP.
Yeah. I mean, unreal. It's between him and Rafaela for series MVP. Rafaela didn't do a lot with the bat.
I'd probably have to give it to Jaron there.
But, I mean, we don't win 2 of those ball games without those Rafaela catches.
Yeah.
So you gotta put that into consideration. Let me get to some of Tags' thoughts before we close it out with yours. Andrew Bailey, GOAT. That's from Jack Taggerman. I mean, the way he turned around this rotation. I mean, obviously it's against 2 not great lineups, but if it continues this way, I mean, Dave Bush, you look like an idiot. What were you doing the past 5 years trying to coach these guys? You're just sitting on your butt doing nothing? Like, geez. Tyler O'Neill is quickly becoming Tags' new favorite player. He's good for a hit nightly, and he's going to bat 295 this year via Tags. Masa looks decent. He doesn't look like he did like last spring where he's just like rolling over consistently. He's getting good wood on the ball. It's not really going power, but he's slapping some singles. It doesn't look horrible.
Yeah, we're going to need him in the middle of the order for sure.
And then lastly, just to add on to the Duran point, he said Jaron Duran, best April ball player maybe ever.
Yeah. I mean, he has 6 stolen bases already. And like, he's looking to add to that total.
Yeah, I honestly got mad at him for not running more. Like, he got on 4. He went 4 for 4 today, didn't try to take one back.
Yeah, because Devers grounded into a double play on the second pitch of that bat every single time that he was on. So
I think we just got to start taking off first pitch. I mean, he's like 39 for 43 career stolen bases. Like, just go, man. I'm not going to get mad at you for getting thrown out.
Yeah, I'm not going to get mad at you for getting thrown out.
Yeah. You're also playing the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, like, if – yeah, I mean, yeah. Good series win. Bring out the brooms.
Yeah. You got anything?
No, I mean, I think we covered all the bases. The Red Sox are 5-2. I mean, we're just – all we've been hoping for is just to play, like, meaningful baseball games late into the season. And we're off to a pretty good start at doing that. So, as long as we just, like, keep – all that matters in the MLB is series wins. And as long as we keep doing that, we should be good.
Absolutely.
Fuck the Angels.
Fuck the Angels. Mike Trout, you're all alone, buddy. He might do some damage this week, but – as long as it's just him, I think we'll be all right. All right. Go Sox. We'll see you Sunday, maybe Monday.
Yeah. Sunday or Monday.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.